Large portions of the USA Patriot Act could be renewed and strengthened if Congress follows the lead of a bill in the Senate Intelligence Committee this week. The legislation would renew government surveillance powers set to expire at the end of this year. It would also grant the FBI new authorities. Joining us now to discuss the legislation is NPR's Larry Abrams. And Larry, what's the Senate Intelligence Committee planning to do?
This committee, Michelle, has jurisdiction over the sections of the act that have to do with the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. As you may know, U.S. law uses very different standards for investigating foreign spies and terrorists. The Patriot Act dropped the bar lower and made it easier to conduct those investigations. The Intelligence Committee is basically planning to renew all the sections of the Patriot Act that would expire at the end of the year that have to do with these kinds of intelligence and terrorism investigations. And this would include the notorious Section 215, that's been dubbed the library provision, which can be used to subpoena any tangible thing, business records, including library records, as long as they're sought for an intelligence investigation. And beyond that, the legislation would also add new powers in these kinds of cases.
Well, I imagine the FBI has a wish list for ways to strengthen the act. What's on that list?
Well, top of the list is something called an administrative subpoena. The FBI has long said it takes too long for it to get a hold of documents because it has to go before a judge or a grand jury in certain cases. And so in terrorism cases, they basically want the ability to write their own ticket to say, these are the records we want, and to demand those kinds of records. The FBI says these things are already used in Medicare fraud and a lot of other areas. They just want to be able to use them in terror investigations. Civil liberties groups have been fighting against this proposal. There have been a bunch of hearings in Congress in the last few weeks, and they said this would be a very bad idea. It would give the FBI practically unlimited access to records that are held by a third party. For example, your internet service provider could be summoned and told that they had to surrender records about you. You wouldn't know anything about this, so you would have a really difficult time fighting this kind of administrative subpoena.
Anything else on that list?
They also want to make it easier to conduct investigations that would result in criminal charges against terror suspects. These special wiretaps that I was talking about under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act are usually used only for gathering intelligence, but the bill that's under consideration in the Intelligence Committee would make it easier to then go ahead and press charges against the terrorists or the spy.
So this is legislative language from one committee. Will other committees have a say, and will they agree?
Well, they certainly will want to have a say. Every committee that possibly could have jurisdiction usually wants to weigh in, and the language is certainly going to change. As I mentioned, there have been a lot of hearings recently, and civil libertarians were very optimistic that they made their point at those hearings, that the Patriot Act needed to be changed, that it could be fixed with some minor changes. Now they're hearing that this law is going to come out of this committee with very few changes in it, and they're very worried to see the first law, the first legislation coming out of a committee that basically wants to renew and strengthen the act. Now, the Senate Judiciary Committee is led by Arlen Specter. He has said that he wants to rein in the act, that he wants to reduce Patriot powers, so he's certainly going to have something to say. But this is kind of a signal to civil libertarians that they have an uphill battle to fight and that a lot of lawmakers are reluctant to scale back this law at this point.
And no surprise, lawmakers probably won't speak with one voice.
Probably not.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.